Good morning. How are you?
Buddy, I'm doing all right. You are a busy individual, you and your wife and Cooper.
That's an understatement.
Man, so are you guys like, I know it's been T2 for a long time, but now it's getting to be T3 here.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I mean, he's fully in the band, you know. He's traveling with us. He's on the plane. He's doing everything.
Man, what a memory to bring out Cooper there on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. For those of us who will probably never be performers on the Opry, to have that moment, what is that like to step into that circle and do that sort of thing?
It's the most nervous that I ever get playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never get nervous at all. But it's kind of like, it's well, it is, literally, almost, if you're at the Ryman, but it kind of feels like singing in church, which is a very difficult thing to do. It's because everyone's looking at you different, and it's just more reverent, and it's not your usual situation that you find yourself in. You step inside that circle, and, I mean, the first time that we did it was at the Ryman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very talkative and not shy and everything else, and I think I said two words the whole time just because I just Sean and I both high in such a high regard. It's such a special place. It's always been a big part of our family, our life, and every time you play it, it's definitely an honor.
Well, and to bring out Cooper out there, I'm sure the crowd went crazy.
Yeah, he had his little headphones on and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so it was a pretty cool little moment.
Is he teething right now?
Probably getting really close. We're kind of thinking he might be starting a little bit of that, but not quite yet. But he's. It seems like every day something new.
Formula and diapers and things. You have help on the road, like nanny coming in and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. We have a nanny that travels with us as well. We couldn't do it without some help, you know. So
yeah.
And then we made those decisions before we even had him that we would have to have some help. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, you know. We just couldn't do it. Man, it would kill us. I mean, well, you just couldn't do it. You can't leave him in the car. You know?
Right. Well, I think it's amazing because, and some people may differ with me, but I mean, you got your whole family. You know, I mean, I know life on the road has got to be tough and grueling and tiring and exhausting, but, you know, at least you're doing it with the people you love.
Life's short, and, you know, every minute that I can spend with my family now is a good thing. And so we take advantage of every single minute. It's awesome.
Let me ask you this, too. You know, we're up here in Southern Illinois, and y'all been here before, but how many songs do you think you've gotten from David Lee Murphy?
Well, I think two, Kiss Me or Not being one of them. We had a song called You Don't Get Lucky, which was an amazing song that I thought would really catch on and hopefully become a single. You know, we kind of tried it out, and our crowds just, I think it was a different type of song, and it was so great, we thought, but you know, that's why you test these songs in an audience setting and see what doesn't work, you know, and it didn't work live, so we didn't single it, but I've written a bunch of songs today. I wrote Everything I Should Be Thinking About with him and several others, so he's a gem.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is his home stomping grounds up here, so I know everybody will be, when you do Kiss Me or Not, for sure, I know everybody will be singing along with you. Anywhere you go, I'm sure people sing that song from memory like crazy.
Yeah, maybe I should grab David and have him come up with it.
Dude, if you did that on the 27th of August on Saturday there at the DuCoin State Fair, there'd be people, we'd be going crazy with our corn dogs out in the stands.
Yeah, well, I'll look into that.
Yeah.
See what he's doing.
Yeah, send him a text or a Snapchat or whatever. But
I should doubt if David Lee Murphy's on Snapchat.
He'd be down in the Florida Keys on a boat somewhere, fishing somewhere.
We've become friends over the years, and I tell you what, he's one of the good ones. He really is. He's a great guy. Hadn't changed a bit, and just talent is all get out. So I mean, I'm proud to say he's our friend and co-writer and just a great talent, you know.
Yes, and I tell you what, these songs, everyone is amazing. And folks, you want to get your tickets, I'll tell you how to do it. You can call the DuCoin State Fair box office, 542-1535. Get to our website at z100fm.com. You want to hear these songs in person. You want to hear You Make It Look So Good on stage. You want to download it. Yeah, because this song here, man, this is one that, is it, if it's not number one, it's supposed to be number one.
You know, I feel the same way. You know, it's a painstaking process picking singles. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, we had all these songs we were choosing from. When this song came along, we were like, "Holy crap! This is it. This is the one that we need." So it's a tough decision. It's a tough process. Mm-hmm. But when the song presents itself, it's so good. Like you make it look so good. It's kind of a no-brainer, and it makes it a really easy decision.
Well, we're all looking forward to having you back in Southern Illinois. Down here, we are country music fans extraordinaires, and we're just very excited to see you and Shauna and perhaps Cooper on stage, if he's up for it, okay?
He'll be here. He'll be here.
All right. Kiefer Thompson, Thompson Square, looking forward to it, brother. And you have a wonderful rest of the day, okay?
All right, man, you too.